Okay. I feel like I almost want to do a Cilla Black here. Because this morning is, surprise, surprise. Have you ever had a really, really good surprise? And how did it make you feel? Have a think. Have you ever had a really good surprise? How did it make you feel? Turn to the person next to you. I'm going to give you 30 seconds. Can you think of an amazing surprise? Off you go. Go share. Then I'll share one. And stop. Shh. Shh. That's the best training a teacher ever gets, you know, is shh. Okay, let me tell you the best surprise I ever had. It was a Friday. I got a phone call. I'd forgotten I was going to receive it. I picked up the phone. I was in Nottingham. It was Bishop Mark of Horsham. He offered me this job. And I can remember it was something like the 18th, 17th of December. I couldn't even speak to the man. You know, he was very formal, if you remember Bishop Mark. And all he got was this man blubbering down the phone. I was so taken away that I just lost it completely. And I could barely, do you want this job? You know, surprises can make you feel just so different. Sometimes we're shocked. Sometimes we're sort of tearful with joy. Surprises can do all things. Now, speaking of surprises, and I'm going to get some little ones doing some things. Downstairs, in four of the flower displays, not at the front, in four of the flower displays, on the windows and the ledges, are envelopes. The envelopes have numbers. One, two, three, four downstairs. If you find an envelope, and please don't destroy the flower arrangements, please. If you find an envelope, just bring it forward and sit quietly on the floor. And if you're upstairs, you can't miss out. There is an envelope upstairs. Envelope five is upstairs. If you can find it, bring it down. The rest of us, guys, let's stay quiet while they're searching. I'll keep going. The first Easter morning was full of surprises. Awesome, keep coming. First Easter morning was full of surprises. Do you want to have a seat on the floor? Sit down, guys. Excellent. Sit down, sit down, sit down. Anyone found it upstairs? They're still searching. We'll keep going. 2 days before Easter Sunday, on what we call Good Friday, and many people puzzle about that, but we as Christians know why. Jesus had been killed. Jesus was dead. His body was laid in the tomb. Jesus had spoken of rising from the dead. So Pilate, the governor, sealed the tomb. He sealed it. There's a great big stone in front. That was there anyway, but he sealed it. You can see from the pictures, there were ropes. There was an official wax seal. He was gone, surely. Jesus was dead. His friends were so sad. Are they still searching upstairs? Oh, he's coming down. Excellent. Good, good, good. His friends were so sad that Jesus had gone. Jesus had promised so many things. He'd spoken weirdly about rising from the dead, but frankly, it looked over and done. The Saturday had been a religious day. It was Passover. Everybody rested. But now it's Sunday morning. And on Sunday morning, Mary Magdalene, Joanna, James's mother Mary, have a seat down here, and well done for finding it. And a few other women went to the tomb. Actually, all they were going to do was anoint Jesus's body with spices. Quite how they thought they were going to do it, I do not know. I don't think they'd have actually had the strength to roll away the stone. And I think they'd have been in big trouble had they tried to break the seals. But actually, they were in for surprises. Now, I hope you're up for some interaction. The questions I'm going to ask you do not require a handheld mic. They just require you to go yes or no, okay? And I want you to shout it out, okay? But just don't go pantomime on me, okay? This is yes or no.
Oh, no, it's not.
Okay? Don't even go there. So, here we have our surprises. And we're going to look at 5 surprises on Easter Sunday morning. And that's why we've got 5 envelopes, because you're going to do me a favour shortly, you guys. So, the stone should have been blocking to the entrance to the grave, but was it?
No.
Very good. No, it was not. Surprise number one. Right, surprise number one. Who has envelope number one? Oh, well done. Up you get. Up you get. Give me my envelope. Oh, now, for your prize, you are going to be a walking billboard. What I'd like you to do, if you're happy to do this, is can you hold it in front of you over your chest? Okay, this is your sandwich board. You are going to walk all the way down the church. I'm going to give you permission to go upstairs. Walk down the balcony so everyone on the balcony can see it. You know what you're letting yourselves out there, kind of say. You know what you're letting yourselves in for now, don't you? Yeah, walk all the way down. You can hold it up if you want. Go up the stairs, show them upstairs, then come back, okay? And then you can sit back with mum and dad. Is that all right? You go for it. Surprise number one, the stone. The women were absolutely amazed. How had the stone been moved? How had it been rolled away? Now, more interaction for you. You're going to go yes and no, but you're also going to go, when I hold that up, you're going to go, wow. You get it? Okay, so let's try this. Let's see if you're up for this. You're going to go,
wow.
I like it. Wonderful. So, the women came to the tomb and found the stone had been rolled away.
Wow.
That's the one. So, oh yes, yes, you can
share.
Sit down.
She wants to share.
Oh, absolutely.
Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Please be seated. Sit down, my love. That is cool. So the women go in the tomb. Life's been made easy. They thought, can we get in the tomb? But they can get in the tomb. Great. Women go into the tomb. They've got the spices ready. They've prepared them. Bit of myrrh. Takes you back to Christmas, eh? Myrrh. There's a slight link there. So they're going to go in. They're going to anoint Jesus' body. Oh, Elliot, you absolute star. Did you get all the way up there? Did you see it up there? Excellent. Elliot, take a seat, my friend. And you can see me after for a special treat. Does that sound good?
Oh, no, it
doesn't. Oh, yes, it does. But there's a slight problem. The women go into the tomb and they're expecting a body. Now, unless I'm mistaken, dead bodies don't usually move. Okay? They aren't usually moving around. Have you ever seen a dead body move? Okay, that's probably a dodgy question. Sorry, parents. So here's my next question. Was the body of Jesus still there?
No.
No. Surprise, surprise. Where's number two? Oh, number two. Love it. Oh. I've gone mad. Don't worry, I've eaten all the chocolate this morning. Sorry, kids, there's none left in the house. Surprise number two was the body. Okay, I'll take that one from you. Can you do the same as before? I want you to walk all the way down the aisle, up the stairs, up on the balcony and come back. Thank you very much. The body wasn't there. Now, let's face it. This tomb had never been used before. If you know the story, Joseph of Arimathea had said, you can use this tomb. It had never been used. They didn't have to go very far to find that there was no body. What had happened? What had gone on? They're looking at each other. Where were the guards? Well, they disappeared. I wonder where the guards had gone. I wonder what had happened to the guards. One suspects they had a bit of a shock that morning. So it was left to a couple of very special messengers to greet the women. A couple of gleaming messengers who shone like lightning, we're told. And when the women saw the messengers, how did they react? Now, yes or no? When the women saw the messengers, were they happy?
No.
Very good. Were they sad?
No.
When they saw the messengers, they were sad, but when they saw the messengers? No. I don't think so. No. Were they scared?
Yes.
They were absolutely terrified because they realized the messengers are angels.
Wow.
Fabulous. You're getting the hang of it. Where's number three, please? Oh, dear. Lie down in a darkened room this afternoon. Right, thank you very much. Do you know what to do? You're going to go all the way down here, all the way up, and then come all the way back. Is that all right? And you can keep that sheet. Off you go. Well done. And anyone who had an envelope, remember, see me at the end. I have special surprises for you. Wow. angels. The first two surprises about the stone having been moved and Jesus' body not being there confused and saddened the women. But surprise number three, it was absolutely terrifying. But that wasn't the best surprise of the day. The best surprise of the day was about to come. Because the best surprise of the day is surprise number four. It is definitely the message. Who has number four? Oh, you've got number four. Ah, you've got the best surprise of the lot, my friend. Surprise number four is very definitely the message. Okay, you know what you're doing. Go walk all the way down, up the front, up there, down back, yeah? Excellent, you go for it. Splendid. Surprise number four is the message. Now, anyone here been visited by an angel recently? Well, hopefully the odd one of you may have been, you never know, and you may have been visited without you knowing it. But when an angel visits you, it's normally very, very important. Think back to Christmas, think back to Mary and Angel Gabriel. That was a pretty important message. And all the way through the Bible, when angels appear, it's important messages. So, was the angel's message to the women important?
Yes!
Oh, yes it was. And it was an incredible message. We're going to read this together, okay? You up for this? Good. We're going to read it together. Let's read it. Jesus was alive. He had risen from the dead. He isn't here, just as he told you so many times. So it has happened. He said he would be crucified, but rise from the dead. He has risen.
Wow.
Oh, my word. Now, that is some news. The message made sense of all the other surprises. If Jesus had risen from the dead, well, the stone would be removed. If Jesus has risen, well, his body wouldn't be there. If Jesus was alive, well, who better to announce it than angels? And did the women who heard the angels believe their message about Jesus?
Yes.
It's really, really interesting. Side issue for you, but in that culture, women were very lowly regarded, very significant that it's the women who twig it first. They run off to the other disciples. You absolute star. Thank you very much. See me at the end for your prezi. Well done. You can sit at the front if you want or go back. Whatever you're comfortable with. So they run to the other disciples. They tell them all that they've seen. And they're highly animated. You won't believe what's just happened. The stone had gone. We went in. The body wasn't there. And we're thinking, oh no, somebody's stolen it. And angels appear. And they tell us Jesus has risen. Do you remember he told us that he would rise? They told us, he's risen, he's risen. And the other disciples, the men in the room, did they believe the women's story?
No.
They absolutely did not. The men did not believe the women's story. It seemed like nonsense to them. Now, in one of the Gospels, we read that Peter and John run to the tomb. But in this Gospel, it focuses only on the one who goes in. We've no reason to disbelieve that John ran there as well. But Peter legs it one. There's always something beautifully impulsive about Peter. He's always the one that's got to know. Can I walk on the water? Can I accompany you even to the end? Can I do this, says Peter. And Jesus is always saying, come on, come on, come on. So Peter runs to the tomb. He can't help himself. And he finds it just as they said. Now, I won't ask the kids this time, because it was a very inappropriate question for an adult to ask. But do dead bodies, once they've died, usually remove their own clothes? Yeah, I wasn't going to ask them, actually. I thought I might get into trouble. But I did think you were very convincing. So we say now for our next one, did Peter find any grave clothes left behind in the tomb?
Yes.
He absolutely did. And that in itself was a shock. I'll tell you why in a minute. Who's got number five? Oh, Jude, you star. So you know what's going on now. We have burial clothes is surprise number five. And this is a bit wacky. You might think this is not a surprise at all, but it really is. Yeah, you go for it. You want to go along here and then go up? You can go as slow as you like. It's all cool. For Peter, the burial clothes that he saw were a huge surprise. If there'd been grave robbers, they'd have nicked the clothes. Clothes were really valuable. Do you remember when they stripped Jesus before they put him on the cross? They cast lots, didn't they, to decide who would get the clothes. Clothes were really, really valuable. But the burial clothes of Jesus are just laid on the floor. It's absolutely incredible. and the one piece had been folded up neatly. Really weird. If you know anything about Jewish table manners, if you have a meal with anyone who's Jewish, at the end of your meal, you scrunch up your napkin to say, I really enjoyed that. But if you fold it very neatly, it's a bit like saying, nah, that was a bit naff. Interesting, the ones folded up very neatly. Jesus is saying, death's a bit naff. I'll get rid of death. Did Peter understand, like the women, what had happened? Oh, you're not so convinced. The answer is no. Shall we do that again? Did Peter understand, like the women, what had happened?
No.
No, he did not. It was only when Jesus appeared to all the disciples later that same day that Peter and the others finally believed. It was true. Jesus had risen from the dead.
Wow.
Oh, that's a pathetic wow. Jesus had risen from the dead.
Wow.
Fun. These five surprise cards are absolutely crucial. Because the reality was, this is what people expected. They expected that Jesus was dead. But the reality was, he wasn't at all. Do you want to come and have a look? The reality was, is that Jesus was very much alive and the tomb was just empty. Because death had been defeated. This was the best surprise of all. And Jesus always keeps his promise. Jesus promised that on the third day he'd rise again. And we always get confused because we think it was less than 2 days. But remember, in Jewish thinking, Good Friday's day one, Saturday's day two, Easter Sunday's day three. On the third day, he rose again. And do you know that because Jesus conquered sin and death and the enemy, that it's not just Jesus who'll have a new resurrection life. We too will have a new resurrection life because of what Christ has done. Death is not the end of the story. It is never now the end of the story. And it's not the end of our story either. But the wonders are not just for the future. For with Jesus as our Lord, we have a new life with him. Because the Holy Spirit lives in us now. Let's read this. This is Romans 8:11. Shall we read together? The Spirit of God, who raised Jesus from the dead, lives in you. And just as Jesus raised Jesus Christ from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies by this same Spirit living within you. That's definitely worth a...
Wow!
The Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in you. We're going to say something. We're going to say together, the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in me. Shall we say it together? The Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in me. That is the most awesome news. When Jesus died on the cross, rose to life, those who believe in him are set free from sin and death. They're restored to relationship with God. That is the best news ever. And Jesus loves you without limit. You probably saw that card. What on earth does that mean? Jesus loves you with every fiber of his being. Jesus adores you. Even if you think you're a bit naff, even if you mess up, Jesus loves you. He adores you. He delights in you. The question Easter Sunday poses is this. Will you love and follow Jesus?
Yes.
Yes. We must. We must. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Can we give all our helpers a big round of applause, please? Could you go back? Okay. We are going to head into a couple of worship songs now. But I'm going to give you something which you can do if you'd like to. At our 8:30 service, we started a job over here. The cross was the symbol of Roman punishment and death. It was a place you did not return from. When you died upon the cross, you were generally left there for days hanging. Jesus was removed, but that was unusual. The cross was a symbol of death. But we know today that the cross of Jesus Christ is not a symbol of death, but it's a sign of our life. And therefore, what I'm going to ask you to do, if you'd like, is there are flowers down here. You can see what our lovely 8:30 congregation started to do. All of this stuff that we pinned up on Good Friday has been nailed to the cross with Christ. Sin, death, destruction, that's gone through what Christ has done. We can walk free of that. And as a symbol of our new life, I want to encourage you that as the worship band play and as we worship, if you want to, come and take a flower, thread it through the chicken wire. See the cross be the place of life. Music group, come forward, please.